This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Phil. Now, social media has become a ubiquitous part of life. And while most social media platforms restrict their users to those aged 13 and above, there's a common trend of children below this age also accessing these spaces.
This was highlighted recently by the Minister of Communications, Fahmi Fadil, who warned parents to prevent their children from opening social media accounts and said MCMC is authorized to shut them down.
So how can we effectively shield children from the potential harms of social media on their mental health, whilst also providing them with valuable exposure to digital education?
For some perspectives on this issue, we have on the line with us Noor Arfa Zaini, licensed and registered counselor, as well as clinical psychologist. Arfa, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Can we start off with getting your observations on what we know about how exposure to social media impacts children's psychological development?
Hi, good morning. In response to your first question, I think I would say that young minds need stimulation as they are actively developing. So we can't exactly just prohibit or stop them from using it. And, you know, kids, the more you tell them no, the more they are interested to explore. So I think this is the time when they are effectively absorbing information, and the information that they receive allows them to use their cognitive ability and oftentimes associated with their emotions. So the right kind of information would help them to develop these skills. And in contrast, inappropriate content will affect the development of healthy cognition and emotion.
So, you know, social media sites have set the age of 13 and above as the age for users. I'm wondering if this is the right benchmark to set. Is there a difference in terms of how social media affects one based on your age?
Yeah, I think 13 is, we can say, mature enough age for them to understand the fact that, to understand some explanation, things that going on, but they still need guidance. I mean, lower than that, they're probably just viewing it for viewing purpose, like they don't know what it is. Mm. But with guidance, children above 13, so this is teenagers and above, so they can somehow compute what they are watching, what they are viewing, provided that there are guidance about it. Mm.
And how can parents identify signs that their child may be experiencing negative effects from underage social media use then?
I would say look for changes in the children's typical behavior, in their emotions, and also the way they think. If your child is usually talkative but suddenly become quiet, doesn't want to talk to you, just nod and, you know, walk away when you talk, or you see them more withdrawn, locking themselves in their room, not, joining any family activities or trying to avoid having family activities together. So this is the time that you probably want to address this as soon as possible. Some children, they can become more aggressive, mostly because they don't know how to express their emotion in the right way. So they tend to do it in their behavior. So in children, the most thing that you can see is from behavior. Emotion, maybe, but sometimes they can mask it. But for behavior, it is clearly can be seen, and parents need to be fast on this. As soon as they see it, address it.
Okay, at the same time, how do parents actually, or should they, and how should they, how can they, excuse me, monitor and regulate their children's online activities? Mm-hmm. And very often parents themselves are the guilty ones in terms of passing over the handphone to the child, mm-hmm. or the smartphone.
That's true. We see this a lot these days, you know, mostly because parents are very busy. They are occupied with what they're doing. So they think that if I give devices to my children, they'll be fine. They can do stuff on their own, and sort of like being supervised by the device. So I think what parents need to do now is be more aware of the current situation, of the current usage, get psychoeducation from professionals and appropriate sources on how to talk to children about safety online usage. From time to time, sit down with your children, watch what they are viewing on their social media. You know, nowadays, thanks to algorithm, you can actually see the pattern of content frequently viewed by your children. So, you know, when you're sitting next to them, talk about that, you know, talk about what they are watching, discuss these things that they are viewing. Instead of just viewing, you can use it as teaching tools. You may want to ask about what they think and feel about it, how they are going to use the information in their everyday life, what is the purpose and usage of the thing, that the content that they're watching. So if you come across inappropriate content, you can also use this opportunity to process this with them as well. It's not their fault that those things are on the screen, but you have to be able to teach them how to use it appropriately, how these contents benefit them instead of, you know, damaging them.
I mean, so in that sense, social media maturity, even adults who use it also need to cultivate that same skill, that same knowledge, that same type of awareness. Arfa, exactly. In the little bit of time that we have, what do you think is the role of the state in this? I mean, how much should the state intervene in, I suppose, what is essentially the private domain of citizens, right, in terms of how they use social media? What do you think the state should be doing to encourage better social media practices?
I think at this stage, you know, like some countries, they prohibit social media at all, you know, but Malaysia can't do that. It's quite unrealistic to do that in today's world, and we are already being exposed. So I think the most that the government can do is probably do more awareness program, you know, promote this, promote to the adults of the usage, of the proper usage of social media. You know, and these adults, when we're talking about children, the closest adults to them are parents and teachers. So, you know, do more awareness program for, make it available for parents and teachers to learn how to effectively use social media, how to monitor children's usage. And consequently, do more of this program with children as well. You know, when the users are aware of the appropriate usage of social media, they can be empowered to use it more mindfully.
Arfa, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Noor Arfa Zaini, licensed and registered counselor and clinical psychologist, talking to us about the intersection of childhood and social media use and really the kind of steps needed to ensure that this is a safe space for the youngest of our society.
I wonder a lot whether you can control that, but in the end, the best way is to observe their behaviors, right? If they're shifting their behaviors, if they're becoming more morose, quieter, not engaging you, that's a sign, I think, where you have to start thinking about addressing it.
I just wonder the enforcement of it. You know, even assuming parent, actually the first line of defense is always the parent, right? In terms of enforcing any rules, maybe this 13-year-old, but beyond that, right? How does the state enforce it?
I agree with Arfa when she says that the state shouldn't be banning social media, I think. And the point is, I think supervised, guided exposure will help build defenses among children a lot better than just, I think, banning it.
Yeah, I think so. They have to just navigate the world, right? And how do you cope and manage it is more important than just outright cancelling it out from their attention span.
All right, 7:58 in the morning. We're going to head into the 8 a.m. news bulletin, but stay tuned because after that, Xiaoning, you will be speaking to Dr. Apoorva Sanghi of the World Bank on The Breakfast Grill, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.